Hello and welcome back to the Road Trip Playlist Podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Darrow. Surprise, this is the first bonus episode of the Road Trip Playlist Podcast. I saved it for today because our guest is Blake Rose. Blake just released his latest single. It's a ballad, it's very good, and it's called In Your Arms, and it's out today, so go stream it everywhere you get your music, whatever platform you choose. But it was really fun talking to Blake about his new single, about In Your Arms, and about his upcoming EP that's coming out in February, and also his just path to music. I think I've been very interested through his path. He got his start playing at a very young age in the streets, busking in his hometown of Perth, Australia, and then now his playing and all of his songs are getting millions of streams, and it's incredible to be able to see it. I talked to him about how he's had fans who have followed him from discovering him on the streets of Perth to now seeing him on big stages that he's playing today. He's about to embark on a supporting tour with Dean Lewis in Australia and New Zealand. So we talked about kind of what it's like to now play in shows that he used to busk near and play in as a street performer near, and it's kind of a full circle thing. I'm very inspired by his path to music and everything that he's done so far, and also love his songwriting. We've seen his performance, live performance, 3 times now, and every time has been better than the last, and it's cool to see the growth in him as a young artist, and also just how he's reaching so many people. I think he's going to be one of the biggest names in music in the next few years. I'm very excited to see what comes next, and I think you'll also like what you hear with his latest single, In Your Arms. So make sure to go stream In Your Arms today, and thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the bonus episode of the Road Trip Playlist Podcast, and also if you haven't listened to our interview with Stacey Ryan that came out yesterday, go ahead and do that. But as always, like, review, follow, do everything that you can, because we have more good interviews just like this one with Blake Rose after a quick word from our sponsor.
Awesome, Blake. Well, it's great to be with you. And I saw you. It was great seeing you in Brooklyn. That's the second time I've seen you live. And I'm always blown away by your live show. And I know you're getting ready to go out on tour there in Australia and New Zealand with Dean Lewis. And I wondered, with this being the Road Trip Playlist Podcast, I like to start out by asking, what's on your road trip playlist, and especially with kind of a tour coming up in the next few weeks?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I do love, like, Australian indie rock music. Like, first thing that always gets added to Road Trip Playlist for me is, like, Spacey Jane, Gang of Youths, Hockey Dad, like, all those kind of bands. And then I also just like really love I love old classics like Life is a Highway, shit like that. But also, like sort of, they're not that old, but still kind of classic staple tunes with like the 1975, like Chocolate, Girls, all around that era. Love those types of songs.
No, absolutely. And I have a playlist just of Australian musicians, because that's actually when I first found that I started like found music that I loved. And it was like Australian musicians like Boy and Bear and like Stu Larson and all these bands, the Middle East, like all these bands that I found, and I was like, whoa, I love music. And so Blake Rose, your music has been added to my Australian only playlist. So I love that that's yours as well. You used to busk there in Australia where you're from, in the streets of there. I wondered what it's like to be, now you're going to be playing some of the most like iconic venues in Australia on this tour with Dean Lewis. How does that feel for you?
It feels actually pretty crazy. And you know what? I've never really thought about it like that until this moment. I think I often forget to sort of look back at where I've come from, because I've got like such big visions and like aspirations that I sort of forget that I've actually come a long way already. But yeah, it's like a crazy feeling, and I really can't wait to play some of the venues in Perth. Like, one of the venues we're playing in Perth, Metropolis Fremantle, was a venue that I used to like go out and party at with my friends while we were growing up, when we first all turned 18 and that. So it's like, it's gonna be pretty funny playing an actual show there. But yeah, and there's just some amazing venues on that list, like the Forum. Oh man, it's gonna be crazy.
Well, that's amazing. And it's funny that it is a place that you grew up and part of where you did grow up going, like right when you're 18 and we're allowed to go to some of those places, I imagine. But I wanted to, like, your live show, seeing you just a few days ago and it's still being fresh on my mind, like every time it's electric. And I remember even the show that you did with Noah Kahan a year ago in New York, I wrote that you owned the room. And I wondered how much busking played a role in that. Do you feel like playing just kind of two strangers randomly, like with people that walk by and having to read, that's helped you kind of have the stage presence that you do?
Yeah, I definitely think it's played a massive part in it. It definitely desensitized me to like criticism or people not liking the music or anything like that. So I kind of just get on stage and give it everything every night, because I know that people, I don't really get affected by people not liking it. So it doesn't really get too much in my head anymore. I think that's definitely the biggest part of it. But also just like in general, yeah, sort of reading people's faces when I'm playing to them and seeing like what they're vibing with, and maybe like how I can give them a little bit more energy. If I lock eyes with someone and they're a little bit like deadpanned or like not really vibing with it, I'll look at them for a little while until they like start smiling. And it's just little moments like that are great. And I think I learned that type of stuff from busking.
Oh, that's amazing. And yeah, I was going to say, I can't picture someone not liking a show. I was introduced to you through the show with Noah Kahan and wrote about that. And it was just one where it was like, this, you were the opener, but I was like, you had just as many fans as, or you had as people as excited as a headline act normally would. And same with last week at Baby's All Right, is it was, I was really taken back to see kind of how the crowd responded and how you worked with the crowd as well. I always like asking when I talk to people with experience busking, if they've ever met someone that first discovered them on the street that have continued to follow them in their career. Now, have you ran into that ever?
Yeah, definitely. I actually got sent a photo the other day of these two girls that I took a photo with when I was busking in Perth. they just kind of sent me a photo and were like, wow, throwback. And I was like, holy shit, because this was like 5 years ago and they were still following me. Like, it was a name that I recognized, has always showed up in my comments and stuff like that. But I never clocked that was the same person I took the photo with all those years back. So it is crazy to see people like that who've stuck along for the ride for that long.
That's wild. But I think it's, and you were busking, correct me if I'm wrong, the busking was how you were kind of helping facilitate those trips back and forth from Australia to California. Is that when you were like recording and getting ready to kind of launch your career and take it to another level?
Yeah, definitely. I was doing a lot of things at once without really realizing what I was doing, kind of thing. So I was just working on a lot of music and playing live as much as I could back in Perth, as well as the busking. And whenever I would travel out to LA, I was just meeting people with no real intention. I was kind of just throwing myself in the deep end and hoping for the best. But then obviously, like, as things progressed, I started to realize, you know, little things that I could do to, I guess, like, point the needle in a certain direction instead of just like having the compass doing 360s all the time, you know. But like, basically, yeah, it was, what was the original question? Sorry, by the way, I fully just forgot what the core of that was.
It was like with busking, you were using busking as kind of the, to help facilitate going back to like start your music career and performing there on the street.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, it was, busking was solely the reason that I was able to come out to LA at all, just because like I would come back to Perth and busk just to make money to go back to LA, kind of thing. So it was definitely the origin of all of that. And whenever I was like back in Perth, I was kind of making music that whole time. So that whole process of me coming back to Perth and busking and then going to LA, making connections, all of that, I was making music that whole time. So I guess really throughout that whole period, I was gearing up to release, but I was always waiting until I met the right people to help me do that. Cause I don't know, it was just kind of an intuitive thing, I guess, as well as partly conscious, but I just knew that I wanted the right team behind me before I started putting my music out into the world properly. I just wanted to kind of like come out with a bang as best as I could. So I wanted to wait to get my team right before I did that.
Well, absolutely. And I wondered, growing up, did you know that you wanted always, you talked about how you're always looking forward, and I'm only asking questions looking back. I apologize, but I wondered if you always knew you wanted to pursue music, and when was the moment when you started to realize, okay, like some of these dreams and big aspirations that you mentioned, you're starting to realize that they're now possible.
Yeah. I've definitely always, I guess, subconsciously wanted to do music, but it wasn't until I was like 13, 14 that I realized I wanted to do it. But back when I was younger, I was like, I played the didgeridoo a little bit when I was like 8 years old. It was technically the first instrument, I guess, I ever played. And that was purely just out of like excitement for learning an instrument. And same thing with learning the cello in primary school. I was never like, I want to be a musician, so I'm going to do this to take a step towards achieving that. It was just, I liked doing it and had a lot of fun with it. But yeah, when I was like 13, 14, that's when I sort of discovered the guitar, and I started sort of experimenting with writing and stuff. And I went on like a road trip with my family for 3 months around Australia. And it was sort of on that road trip where everything kind of fell into place, and I really realized that I wanted to do this, because like I bought a guitar with me and my laptop with GarageBand and started experimenting with music production and just writing songs in the back of the car. I started busking on that trip as well when I was in Cairns. So everything kind of like originated from that trip, which is crazy. And then of late, like actually there is one specific moment back from the busking days where I kind of realized that I have a bit of a shot, which was there was this lady. She was like an Aboriginal elder. Her name was Daphne, and she used to just sort of roam up and down the streets in Murray Street where I used to busk. And she was kind of the mother figure of all the buskers. And she would always like come around and dance to all our music and like give us $5 and stuff like that. And she was like the peacekeeper. Like if there was ever any weird stuff going down or beef going on, she would be the one to clear it up straight away. And I remember her coming up to me once after I'd finished singing. And she was like, you have such a unique voice. And just that one, like just hearing a unique voice for some reason really like hit me different. And it gave me so much encouragement, because I think at the time I just thought I had like a normal ass voice, and I was just like really bland, and I was super just like in my head about all of that. But her saying that really gave me that like encouragement, I guess, to keep going and really keep trying.
Wow, that's an amazing story. And if we had more time, I really would want to, I met a busker, and I've heard some of the beefs that go on, and just kind of like, it's a competitive thing. And so hearing that your voice kind of stands apart from someone who's heard about it a lot, must have really stood out. And you talked about producing, getting into production and writing your songs. I'm also taken back. You're great at both. I've also been taken back by your lyrics, and you're able to write about some pretty, like, you're able to write about heartbreak. You're able to write about like your sister who has battled addiction. And I'm glad to hear she's doing better now. My dad is an addict. And so you put words, like you were able to put like these hard things into songs in a way that like, I wish I could write like that. So I wanted to know when you knew that, like, not only is your voice unique, but also your songwriting, that you're very talented there as well.
Yeah, man. Thank you. I appreciate that a lot. I don't think there was ever a moment in particular, apart from just like the steady kind of snowballing of people hitting me up saying that they really enjoy my music kind of thing. And I've definitely received a bunch of messages now that are like along the vein of your music saves me or has really gotten through me, has really gotten me through certain situations and stuff like that, which kind of took me back a bit, because I was like, I guess I didn't realize how much of an impact my music could have on people. And even if it affects like one person in such a positive way, like I feel incredible. It just feels like I've done what I'm supposed to do, I guess. So that's it's always amazing hearing those comments come back to me. But I never, I guess, had a specific moment where I was like, oh yeah, this is, I'm really, really good at this. This has kind of been a steady build.
No, and that's amazing. And I think that's normally how it is, how it goes. And so I wanted to also ask about, you have a new song coming out. And I wanted to ask kind of what you're feeling about that. What kind of listeners can expect to the newest one that's coming out here in November, called In Your Arms.
Yeah. So this is, it's probably one of my favorites on the record, on the EP. It's the ballad, it's the slower song, and it's about like, it's about kind of a situation I got myself into where I went back to Australia during the pandemic, and I started kind of talking to this girl and realized that she had a boyfriend pretty quickly. So that kind of got stopped in its tracks. But then a little bit down the line, she kind of messaged me back and was like, oh, he's been cheating on me. And then this whole thing started happening where like, I was trying to like get it into her head that she deserved so much better than the situation. And at the same time, I was sort of falling for this girl and trying to kind of win her over. And I guess just like this situation went on for so long where it was like, oh, I'm going to leave him now for you and all this. And then it never happened. And then it kept going and for months and months and months. And it just never happened. And then eventually like it got to around Christmas time and you'll hear it in the song, but it was Christmas time where I kind of ended up pulling the plug. I had a realization that it was never going to happen the way that I hoped it would. So pulled the plug and got this song.
Well, and it's a great song. I actually heard you play it at Baby's All Right. So I'm excited for listeners to read it, and I'll make sure to link it in the conversation that we have. But I also wanted to ask you, and you talk about every time I've seen you, it's twice now. And I also had another writer write about the show that you did in Utah last year. And every time you have two rules that you give the crowd. One is if you see someone dancing, to dance with them. And number two is if you see someone that you think is cute, to ask for their number. And so I wondered how many, if you've heard of any Blake Rose relationships out there.
I've not heard of any relationships that have come from it yet. No one's hit me up. but I do remember people hitting me up after the show a few times being like, oh, I got this girl's number. I got this guy's number because of you. So that's pretty cool. And I'm hoping that those, I guess, encounters end up being relationships and hopefully end up being some marriages. We'll see. I'm just literally trying to manifest some proposals at my shows in like a couple of years time. So we'll see.
I'm with you. And I always say a hallmark of a good show for me is that you feel like you could be friends with anyone in the room after the night that you shared. And that's what happened at Baby's All Right. And the time that I saw you at NoahCon as well. And I think it's just something with your live show and something with your music that I think is very relatable and brings people together. And you put on a great show. And so super excited for you, super excited for everything coming your way. Is there anything else that you would want to mention before we close?
Yeah, I mean, I love that you said that. That's exactly what I want my shows to feel like as well. And I think so far it's been a pretty good track record of that. Every show feels like you come out of it with a bunch of new friends. So yeah, if you see me coming to town, please come through. It's a lot of fun. Like, everyone loves each other in those rooms, and it ends up being a really fucking great night. So would love to come and play for you wherever you are, and hopefully I'll see you soon.
Yeah, and I couldn't recommend it more. Blake, I appreciate your time. I hope we get to talk again soon, because I have more questions that I'm leaving on the table, but look forward to it again, and looking forward to your EP that's coming out next winter.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much, Dom.
Thank you, Blake, and thank you, Jamie.
Thank you again for listening to my interview with Blake Rose. I think it was a really fun one. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Again, go stream his latest single, In Your Arms, as well as pre-save his forthcoming EP that's coming out in February. I will link that in the description as well. And Yeah, thank you again for listening to the Road Trip Playlist podcast. As we teased at the end of the last episode, before the bonus episode was announced, that next week we will be back with another interview with an artist that is on the rise as well in Camilio. And so thank you so much for being here. Thanks for listening to the Road Trip Playlist podcast. Don't forget to review, follow, subscribe, all of those things, and join us again next week for another great interview.